This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. They are really good, just delicious, including ours, Quest Worthy. So if you see that, get it along with the other drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase. That'd be huge right now. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. All of you that are Patreons, thank you, thank you, thank you. And by stackup.org. Great community, y'all. Go check them out. In today's news, we got a little bit of PlayStation. What's Lego doing? Well, you know, if they're in this show, they gotta be doing something video games. And why are Xbox people concerned? But you know it is Undermined. You know it is all that raid stuff. So you know where we gotta start. Raider.io, here's your top five for today. And that is a recording at 3:19 p.m. Eastern Time. Instant dollars. There are 3 out of 8. And they're working on the Styx puncture. And that's at 19.64%. Hugo Hero, that's Chinese. They're also on the Styx puncture at 5.98%. They're getting right along. Method is number 3. And right now they're on the Sprocketmonger Langenstock. And they're at 9.50%. So they almost got that down. Ahead of them is Liquid at number 2. Once again, they're on the Sprocketmonger Langenstock. They're at 5.26%. But number 1 right now, because they just beat Sprocket Langenstock. Sorry. Because Echo is 5 out of 8 right now. They have not started on the next boss yet, but when they do, Raider.io will pick it up. So far to the guildies, well done. Keep it up. But we're going to stick with Blizzard Entertainment, because what was announced just a few minutes ago, BlizzCon will return in 2026. Polygon.com has that, and they said that the event will take place on September 12th and 13th next year. So here's the quote from Blizzard Entertainment. For 2026, along BlizzCon staples like opening ceremony and death panels and Dark Moon Fair friendly competition, hands-on gameplay, and more, we aim to meaningfully elevate the iconic celebration and create an unforgettable experience for all who take part in it. We are building this event just like we build our games, with a deep commitment to our players, with respect for your connections to our universes, and as a celebration of the strength of bonds formed through shared adventure. End quote. Know that it is coming next year. Obviously, we'll talk more about that in the weekly show, so long as Gulvin's feeling good this week and weeks and months to come. Now, since we're into Blizzard Entertainment, why not talk about World of Warcraft? .esports said that some of the players are angry because Bronzebeard is forced to be a healer in Undermine. Well, that's because Blizzard did hit Bronzebeard pretty hard with nerfs. And of course, because of that, people got up on Reddit today, and one of the people said, quote, "Okay, so DPS Braun is useless now. Tank Braun is useless. Well, back to healer Braun, such as diversity. I hope you enjoy 1 week of your solo delving, healers." End quote. Another person did say, quote, "RIP Tank Braun, you made delves fun for me for the first time since launch. I was even thinking I might finish the seasonal delve thing for the Warbrand camp screen, but it's not something I think I'll enjoy now, so I'll pass." So people aren't happy with Brian Bronzebeard. Well, we're gonna stick with .esports because, and also GameSpot.com, because Overwatch 2 players want more skins collaborations. And that's because the K-pop group Seraphim is in collaboration with Overwatch 2. And the skins will be for Mercy, D.Va, Lowry, Ash, and Juno. And a blue flame recolor skin for Kuriko, D.Va, Sombra, Tracer, and Bridget. And of course, the skins can be purchased individually, or you could have all of them together in the Ultra Bundle. Skins are about $20, so that's about 2,000 coins bundle in the $20. That's if you want to get them. But of course, the people just want more. And of course, when you already have Cowboy Bebop, Avatar, The Last Airbender, and My Hero Academia, and One Punch Man, that's why people are still thirsting about more collaborations. And once again, people got up on Reddit and did discuss the topic. And some players wanted to stick to a specific theme. But on Reddit, people were discussing some ideas just beyond the anime, such as some of the wrestlers out there. Of course, .esports said WWE wrestlers, but more than that. But they were also discussing other characters like Hello Kitty or Cinnamon Roll, Final Fantasy VII, Persona 5, Nier Automata, and some comic book collaborations for either Marvel or DC. Players want variety with their skins. That's not what Xbox players want. PureXbox.com said that some Xbox login concerns were talked about because of the preservation of Forza Horizon 5 on PlayStation. Well, we know that PlayStation does have their own issues with mandatory logins, but also Xbox is looking to do the same thing. Now, personally, I've seen that on Avowed, because once again, that's an Xbox game, but that's on PC, but they don't force me to do it. However, via Does It Play on X or Twitter, they said, quote, "Not that we had high hopes for the future, but this form of the official FAQ, frequent asked questions, basically kills preservation for the PlayStation 5 version of Forza Horizon 5. So here's the question, quote, do I need a Microsoft account to play Forza Horizon 5 on PlayStation 5? Answer, quote, yes, in addition to PlayStation Network account, you will need to link to a Microsoft account in order to play Forza Horizon 5 on PlayStation 5. This process begins the first time you start up the game on your console. Were people happy about that? The short answer is no. But if you listen to the show, you already know why. This won't be the last time. But I think that's what a couple of developers were saying. Because, according to Eurogamer, the Limbo developer was responding after its co-founder went public with the feud. Now, there were reports of a rift between both the Playdead's Dino Patti and Arnt Jensen, and they were circulated around the time that Dino left following the launch of Inside 9 years ago. But this month, the friction between both men did become public, and that was following the claim that Patti had Dino because he said that he was been bullied by Jensen, and that Jensen sent legal threats to him since he left the company. Now, Patti also said that some of the LinkedIn posts were deleted, and that's where he did discuss about Limbo's development and did share a photo of an unauthorized photo that was taken by Jensen. And Patti did, or was asked how to provide the equivalent of 56,000 euros in compensation. Now, because of all that, Playdead had to issue a statement, which the full statement was not provided here, but just paraphrasing, because Playdead did submit some demands that was based on the claim through the infringement and unauthorized use of the trademarks and copyrighted works in a commercial and marketing context. They said, quote, we have found it necessary to take action to protect our trademarks and copyrights, which are essential to Playdead's business and reputation, end quote. So there is some back and forth going on here. I got a feeling that this is going to be a little bit more ongoing. Oh, such as this one. Oh, Monster Hunter, what did you do? IGN was talking about it, and they were talking to one of the developers, or one of the producers. And they were also talking about how the game did become popular because of the story, immersion, and crossplay. And that was all according to the series producer, Rozo Tojimoto. And he was talking to the Nikki about Monster Hunter Wilds. And he said that the biggest factors were influenced, or has influenced the new Monster Hunter's popularity. And that was the emphasis on the story. That was the emphasis on the story. And we know people are loving it, and that's mainly why. But I wonder if we could love any games from LEGO. Yep, and Gadget.com said that LEGO is building an in-house video game development team because the Fortnite tie-in did pull 89 million players. So will LEGO make some games? Well, that's what they're planning on. In fact, the LEGO CEO, Niels Christensen, was talking to the Financial Times and said, quote, "We can definitely say as long as we're under the LEGO brand, we can cover experiences for kids of all ages, digital or physical," end quote. Now, they have made some investments for the future, but Christensen did say that he would much rather overinvest. Now, we do not know if LEGO is going to do everything in-house or are they going to reach out to some external developers. We shall see. We'll see what LEGO does. There's a lot of LEGO games out there. Some of them you can find on PlayStation. PlayStationLifestyle.net said there's a popular game that's trending on the store, and that's Repo. It's a popular horror game, and it's trending on the PlayStation Store. But the problem is that the PlayStation Store version is actually a scam, and some people fell for it. Now, just be careful that this repo, being a big hit on PC, is not the same thing. It is a scam, and scams are more prevalent now than ever, so be careful, people. Sometimes I don't know what a story is till I read it, right? I didn't know that one was about a scam. It was a good thing, but I don't think this is a scam. WCCF Tech said that PlayStation's working on some AI-powered versions of the characters. Yes, they are. And the PlayStation characters can respond to voice input from the players during gameplay. Now, there was an AI-powered version of Aloy. You know her. Come on. And right now, there's a chance that if you speak into your console via microphones and somewhat, you might be able to talk with her. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's going on. That's all right. One of the games that was played on PlayStation was Chrono Trigger. DualShockers.com said that the 30th anniversary for the game has happened, but could there be a remake? Well, Square Enix Japan got up on X or Twitter and said, quote, "Today marks the 30th anniversary of the release of Chrono Trigger in 1995, this timeless masterpiece that transcends generations and is still talked about today was born from a dream project by Yuji Horii of Dragon Quest, Akira Tomoya of Dragon Ball, and Horinobu Sakaguchi of the creator of Final Fantasy. As we mark the 30th anniversary, we'll be launching various projects that will go beyond the world. As we mark the 30th anniversary, we'll be launching various projects that go beyond the world of the game over next year to express our gratitude to everyone who has played Chrono Trigger so far. The latest information will be posted on Square Enix Official X and Chrono Trigger PR, so please look forward to it." That did spark some rumors about there being a remake, or maybe things could be redone. We'll see what they do. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.